Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm wondering about a bill I got charged for that I did not buy, and it was supposed to be canceled.
I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Last name is Soper, S-O-P-E-R. Billing address is Post Office Box 91, Birchwood, Wisconsin, 54817.
Alrighty, thank you for that. Everything is loading. Excuse me. Everything's still loading. Thank you for your patience.
Pardon?
I was just expressing everything is still loading.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's a computer-run world. You gotta wait on them.
Most definitely. That billing address for security purposes, please.
Post Office Box 91, Birchwood, Wisconsin, 54817.
Alrighty. And that name is Robert Soper?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. One moment. Alright, Mr. Robert. So let's see. Let me look into this. Okay. So, yeah, there was a purchase that was made for the tactical bag. Shipping and handling charge was $5.74. So within the 24 to 48-hour time frame, with the profile not being canceled, then the after-trial charge automatically applied. You did call in on November 21st to go ahead and get this charge situated. They did provide that 50% refund, and it was a $33.66 charge reversed around the 21st. Took 3 to 5 business days for it to fall back into your account.
Mm-hmm, but I got billed again for that $33.66, and it was supposed to have been taken off.
No, $33.66 was your refund.
Yeah, and now I got another bill of $33.66, the New Balance.
Oh, no, that's not, we never charge you $33. We don't even have any charges for $33. That could possibly be a refund that you're showing.
No, it says New Balance, $33.66.
Oh.
Ma'am. Oh, just the payment date is 1-8-23. I can see it here on my bill. It says True Electronic something, 66-32. Then there's a minus $33.66.
Is that a credit card?
Yes, ma'am.
Minus size me refund.
Yes, but then... It was, they took 66-32 out. Then they give me 33-66 back, and they were supposed to give me all of it back. And now I got another bill for 33-66 today.
Okay, so yes, sir. The profile was in counseling time. I do understand that they refunded your November charge. However, the 67-32 that did come out in October, we are able to do that 35% refund for that charge, but there's no other $33 charge on this account. We don't even charge $33.
So I just shouldn't pay it?
That's up to you, sir. But
well, then I get a late payment on it.
That's payments dealing
you,
with
you have
credit card
my,
company.
You have my billing there, right?
What do you mean by that, sir?
On 11/26, I paid $317.34. And then Amazing Electric.
It's not a credit card company, sir.
Pardon?
It's not a credit card company.
Oh, okay. But this Amazing Electra sent me back $33.66. Now they billed me $33.66 again.
So that's something you would have to take up with your bank, because I'm not sure why you're being charged $33.66. If it's a minus sign by that and it's a credit card, that's most likely a refund on your new statement letting you know that charge was reversed.
Well,
however, for your October charge, we are able to use that 50% refund, and we can most definitely get that reversed within the next 3 to 5 business days. And that's the last charge that we do have.
Yeah, I want everything reversed, ma'am.
Okay, so yes, it will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days. Your profile has still been canceled since November. If you're in need of the cancellation number again, I do have it available.
Okay, I might as well get it from you. Cancellation number. Cancellation number. And what is that, ma'am?
C like Charlie.
C.
262.
262.
681.
681.
684.
684. Okay, that's my cancellation number. Okay, well, I'll try calling my credit card company and then see what they say.
Okay, no problem.
Well, I appreciate it, ma'am, and thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now.
No problem. Bye-bye.